In this episode, you are going to learn how to find keywords to make podcast episodes about that rank really high with SEO, how to use ChatGPT to help with your podcast content production, and also a simple strategy that you can use to literally double your podcast downloads. And it's not what you think. It's actually really easy. It's so good that I actually did it for the next episode of this podcast, which you will see by the end of this episode. Today's interview was with a guest. His name is Rob Cressy. He's one of the best content creators I know. He's helped me with a lot of problems in my business as a coach. And he is like the most positive person I've ever met. And his positivity just like seeps into everything that he does. But he really, really knows his stuff around AI, around content creation. He's been at this full time for 12 years. He used to work corporate, but he decided to be a content creator instead. He's a dad. He's an amazing podcaster. He's a good friend of mine. I'm really excited about this episode. So welcome to Oh My Pod, the podcast that teaches you how to automate and grow your podcast. My name's Justin J. Moore, your podcasting coach, and let's get right into this episode. But hold up, just before we do, I just want to invite you to join my free community on the platform called School. You can chat with me in there. You can join our coaching calls. You can get access to all the trainings and resources in there. I'd love to see you in there. The link is in the show notes. Let's go. Okay, everybody, I would like to welcome Rob Cressy to the show. He's a good friend of mine. He's been a mentor over the last year or so, and he is a podcaster like nobody else that I've ever met. He's doing things differently. He's always looking for the angle of like how people can do things that nobody else is willing to do and how that can give you the edge. So I'm pumped about this. Rob, thank you for being here, man.
Justin, thank you for having me. Super excited to jam with you.
Yeah, likewise. And just so that people can kind of get a taste of what you do and who you are from your own words, could you just give like an overview of what you're actually doing like with your life right now?
Yeah. So for me, I left corporate America 12 years ago where I was doing digital advertising sales to be a full-time creator. Where at the time, my dream was to get paid to talk about sports for a living. And a mentor said something to me. He goes, Rob, if you ever hope to get paid to do what you love, you better be doing it already. I'm like, okay, how in the world do you get paid to talk about sports for a living? You teach yourself podcasting, audio and video editing, being a host, essentially building a media company. And I did that for the last 12 years. And right now it's what I'm doing. I am an AI strategist, a high performance coach. And recently I launched a community called Creating Unlimited. You go to creatingunlimited.com where high-level people and brand builders come together to have the right conversations around business and life together. And for me, I live in and breathe creation in all areas, all of the time, from your mindset and your heart set, how you're doing the inner work to how you're building your brand there. And I live in all of those worlds.
And you're doing it at a level that is with such like, it's just you really like when I look at your content and when I hop on your webinars and all the things that you're doing, it's like, you're just doing things really well. Like you just have a clean brand, like it's professional, it's awesome. So that's why I'm really excited to talk to you about this today, because I feel like something that you said before, you know, many, many times that we've talked is you're always looking for what people are not willing to do. And for a while, you know, you were saying that maybe that was like a daily podcast, but what do you think it is right now that people are not willing to do in the podcasting space?
So the majority of people are coming from scarcity of time. I don't have enough time to ... do a multiple day a week show, or man, they just don't see the possibilities. So the difference between me and the overwhelming majority of everybody else, I see this as a blank canvas with unlimited possibilities where all day, every day, if I'm living my perfect day, I'm creating every single day. A lot of other people are going to say, why you can't do that? Oh, I'm working a 9-to-5, or I don't have the time, or I don't have the guests. And I'm like, why are you thinking so small? Because the massive unlock for me and everybody that I work with is when you see podcasting as a platform, not as this rigid, I'm doing one 30-minute podcast a week, every single week. Yes, that is good for building the consistency when you're starting. But when you open up your aperture and you understand all a podcast is a recorded audio conversation, then you're like, oh, wait a second. So you're just telling me I'm speaking into a microphone and I'm just uploading that file. Well, once you understand that, there is nothing that says, why don't you create a 1 minute, 3 minute, 5 minute episode? I like to call those little moments, little magic moments or vignettes where so often we get so romantic about things of like, oh, I've got to make it look all pretty and do this. Some of my favorite ones are just, hey, I've got this little nugget of this thought. Well, why in the world does this work? Because so often as creators, because we're so romantic, we weave this massive thing like we're building a Thanksgiving dinner for every episode. It's like, here's my stuffing and turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy, as opposed to, hey, I was at the gym and I had this insight that really inspired me and I thought it might help you. Boom, in and out in 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Because where does everybody not see the possibilities is all around, oh my God, how do I get more downloads and subscribers? How about you publish more episodes? But I don't have the time or the experience. Oh, you're just not seeing the opportunity to leverage your phone or your microphone where you plop down and go, boom. And once you understand that, where that's an unlimited canvas, man, you'll be cooking and creating nonstop.
So, okay. So talk to me about like what's actually going on your podcast then. Like how are you, I have a few questions about that, but like, how are you actually, how often are you putting stuff out every month or whatever?
Multiple times a week. And I host multiple podcasts. So I have one podcast called Leadership DNA, which is more formulaically structured. It is once a week. The average episode is between 12 and 20 minutes. Boom, it's myself and a co-host. We batch record it, typically two or three at a time. And once we've got that, now there's just a very consistent cadence. I think we've recorded, I don't know, 65 or 70 of those. But for my own podcast with myself, it's truly a blank canvas. So I'll take you to sort of the next level of this. So the name of my podcast is Built for the Game, and it's all around helping you thrive in your business and your life for the long haul. So truly seeing entrepreneurship as a game. So this is where the mindset, the habits, the routines, the ways of being both in your business and your life. So I'm breaking down the game of entrepreneurship or how I see myself showing up as the best version of myself, and you can too. So I'm doing this on a very micro manner. So it's like one. So it's like, if you wanted to become a more prolific creator and build your brand, here's one episode on this, maybe one episode on something for ChatGPT, one episode on how to create a morning routine. I did an episode yesterday on five self-improvement tips to thrive as an entrepreneur. The one before that, three AI tools you can use to be a more powerful creator. So these various things. So fundamentally, for my podcast, I want to inspire, educate, and entertain. So I am creating by thinking about my end user, which quite frankly is my current clients or members of my unlimited community or prospective members. So Justin, I may actually think about you because we're friends, because we do similar things, that you're someone who's ideal for this because you're a business owner, you're a creator, you're also a leader who helps lead other peoples within this industry. And because of this, when I'm creating, I'm like, oh, well, what would Justin get value out of in this journey? Well, is Justin playing with AI? Maybe a little bit. Cool. Here's three tools that I'm using. You're like, thank you very much, Rob. I'm at the gym and I have this insight. And it's like, hey, I know ... and I'll share it with you. So now it's like drip of Rob. So the reason why I'm not intimidated or overwhelmed by multiple podcasts a week is because one, this is what I love to do. Two, I'm coming from a position of providing value, because if we look at the world of media right now, there's like a 9-to-1 negative to positive information scenario out there. Yes, I've audited my inputs where I don't watch the news. I have nothing political. I live in the Rob silo of positivity, good vibes, creation, AI, and building the best version of myself. But that's not the majority of the world. So when you understand this, and this is actually fundamental to how I help people really build their brands at the beginning, because a lot of podcasters feel resistance around putting themselves out there. So one of the things I say is, if you have something inside of you that can help even one person, then it's your duty to share it with the world. And it's like, oh, well, if that's the case, then what is stopping you from sharing more? Well, I've got 12 years of entrepreneurial experience on top of being alive for four decades. So literally my cannabis is everything. So the only thing stopping me is me. And when you understand that the only thing that is limiting you from building your brand, creating more clients, or ultimately helping more people, side note, I've got a goal of helping 10 million people, you very easily see, oh, all it is me showing up and creating more, which side note is what we love to do. So within all of this, this is where the possibilities come. So now it becomes drip of Rob, drip of Rob, drip of Rob. I don't expect any one episode to be the thing because quite frankly, my metric of success is completely different than everybody else. I do not care about downloads because one, I love to do this anyways. If nobody listens, it's all good because I know that I can control how I show up and share. I can't control the results. But do this for 12 years prolifically, you just might get a little bit of the results.
Wow. Yeah. So, okay. So you are not caring about downloads at all, which is, yeah. So, I mean, that is like the only metric that people really know how to measure their podcast by. But it sounds like to me, it doesn't really matter as much to you if the podcast itself like blows up and you become like a famous podcaster, but it's more that you are just putting out so many pieces of content in so many different places, all with the mission to provide value to people and actually give. Like you're giving, right? You're actually giving all the time, and so right, because like I mean, does that kind of like say what you're trying to do? Like good enough?
100%. Because here's the larger picture of what most people miss. Is that podcasting is just one of a number of platforms in which you can get your daily drip of Rob. So, and I'm going to take you next level in what my current content strategy is. Beautiful. So you can say, all right, for my clients, I'm recommending I'm all in on video and I'm also all in on short. So I'm all in on YouTube, short form, and newsletter. The three. Why? Because with YouTube, it's a discovery engine. More people can find you on video. Short form, it's the way that everybody consumes. So now I can touch on Reels, Shorts, TikTok, LinkedIn, Facebook, newsletter, you own the data. So I don't have to wake up one day and all of a sudden my newsletter's like, sorry, Rob, we're only going to give you 8% organic reach on what you're sharing. Okay, so now we have data capture because for a lot of people or companies, if you think about how do you grow your business, I just need to be able to communicate with my ideal audience. Cool. Let me bring them into Rob's world. I've got a variety of places for Rob. So now we can deepen that relationship. So now this is a content or a content lighthouse process. So step one, we're going to start with data. I search a term. So I'll give you the example. Yesterday's podcast I shared was 5 self-improvement tips to thrive as an entrepreneur. The data said self-improvement tips had 880 organic searches on Google a month and a low difficulty, so a 26 out of 100. So on an SEO side, I can probably rank for that term. Great. So now I understand that. Step two becomes I create a video around self-improvement tips. So formulaically, I'm like, all right, let me write my script. And I was like, 5 self-improvement tips to thrive as an entrepreneur. That's my ideal audience. So in that episode might be anywhere from 5 to 20 minutes long. And remember, I don't necessarily care about any one part of this machine because it's the entire machine that I care about. So I create the YouTube video on there and it ended up being 16 minutes long because there's depth to what I do because I'm a coach, right? A lot of people can do service level. I get 1, 2, 3, 4 in and out. But if you want true transformation, this is no different than I would give to my coaching clients. And I give this directly to my community. So I create the YouTube video there and I throw it on YouTube. I then go to ChatGPT and I've got this super prompt that I use that allows me to, when I take the transcript from the YouTube video, it's like the prompt says, I want you to help me create an SEO optimized blog post that starts with a quote, an intro, the key takeaways, and then expand on each of the sections of the key takeaways. So it goes boom, and here's where the unlock is. So many creators now in an AI world are relying on ChatGPT to do all of the creating for them. And it's why so much content sounds stale and like a robot. But instead, I created the content first. So it's using my transcript as the guts, Rob's voice, Rob's knowledge, Rob's nuances in how he says things. And it's just optimizing, saying, here's what we've noticed from this. So it's no longer just, here's my transcript. It's, here's the key takeaways. Here's the expanded sections. Then with each of these things, we're just SEO optimizing. So I embed the YouTube video. So it's now quote, intro, full YouTube video, key takeaways. And then you're just updating the H2 or H3 tags. So it's SEO optimized. I'm using the Yoast plugin. So it says self-improvement tips as my keyword that I'm looking to rank for. I put in the meta description there. Boom, publish. But then I just created a 16-minute YouTube video. And I know, of course, this is just as relevant to my podcast audience. So what I did is I recorded a quick intro that says, listen, the podcast you're about to listen to is around 5 self-improvement tips to thrive as an entrepreneur. If you enjoy this podcast, you would be perfect for my community. Come over to creatingunlimited.com. If you're about that high-performance life where you want to grow your business and life together, you'll love this. Once again, that's creatingunlimited.com. Whoosh. Intro. And then it's like, hey, is self-improvement important for you? Boom. So I've spoken to my audience authentically, had a CTA at the beginning that just says, hey, if you want to be part of my community, and then boom, go into there. So that goes out to my podcast audience. This to me is now foundational content. So I'm looking to right now rank in 2 different ways, one for AI and one for self-development, because our community is all around creating your unfair advantage with AI and self-development. Therefore, for my website, I want to rank organically for AI content. So you're going to see a lot of ChatGPT stuff for me and self-development content. So now I've got this mix of there's the YouTube video, there's the podcast, there's the SEO optimized blog post. And boom, that's the entire machine that I'm doing. And I even created an episode just telling my audience what I'm doing. Hey guys, just so you know, here's what I'm currently doing. So if you notice a certain change, boom. And I still have complete liberty to go, I just had an awesome conversation with Justin. Here's one thing I just noticed.
Yeah. So yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. So like you are starting from the ground up with, you have your product or your whatever, your group, your coaching group. You got to plug that at the end, by the way, because still to this day, when you told me about this like 4 years ago, what that group is, or 4 months ago, I have been thinking about that ever since, of like the offer that is so like stupid not to say yes to. So anyways, so you have to plug the group at the end. But so you're starting with the words that are going to be surrounding the product that you're selling. So you've got your product, you got your group. So then you're looking for words that people who would be in that group would be searching. So then you make content around those words. You make the YouTube video, the transcript from that goes into ChatGPT with a very clever prompt. That way ChatGPT, like you said, is not going from scratch, scouring the same things from the internet that it uses every single time, but it's literally speaking as you in a, just like, you know, adding things and changing things around, because you're feeding it the food, and it's the one that's doing the work, but you know, you gave it your own stuff. And then from there, you take that, you put it on the podcast, but you don't do what a lot of other, even big creators do, like big entrepreneurs do, which is just like brute force the episode out there. And people are like, I don't know if this was a video. I don't know if this is a podcast episode. I don't know if this is like a live webinar that you hosted. I hate when they do that. Even though I love the content, I would like some context. So then you're adding the extra thing on where you're actually doing a podcast-specific intro so that you're taking care of your podcast audience as well and guiding them through what's actually going on. They know, okay, it's a video. So if anything on this video sounds, or anything in this episode sounds a little weird, like maybe, oh, I know it's a video, so I can understand that. So you get your, and then you've got all these different pieces of content. Everything is kind of directing back to the website and directing back to the group and everything. So huge, like content creation engine. But immediately that's when I started thinking like processes in my mind. I'm like, okay, like, what is the actual management behind this type of thing look like? Like, what are you doing to manage this type of content creation between researching, putting things together, like putting episodes together, and then actually recording and doing all those in between things? Like, how long is this taking you, and how are you actually managing this on top of doing all the other things you're doing?
It's super easy, because here's the thing. What if you woke up every single day and said, this is actually what I would just love to do? Because what if this is the thing that actually creates all of your results? And you're like, well, Rob, how in the world is that possible? Well, number one, we're starting with data. So you're building long-term organic SEO keywords. So the people who land on those articles by design are coming to the exact thing that you do. Okay, that's good. Number two, we're showing up in multiple places talking about the thing that your ideal audience wants. So you're helping them and giving value there. And it's like, oh, and then number three, what do I love to do? I love to create all day. If you said Rob and Justin are going to spend the next 8 hours creating podcasts and videos and webinars and newsletters together, I'm like, sign me up, because that's what I love to do. And of course, by doing that, a small percentage of the audience will be like, I vibe with that. I'm challenged by that. Tell me more about what you're doing. And then boom, that goes to either you directly sign up to our community, or you jump on a call with me and say, hey, Rob, I would love to explore what are the ways that I could potentially work with you. Or quite frankly, I just say that you can want to jump on a call and explore, just build a relationship together. I'm not just here to build friends, but Justin, look at you and I. That you had a post on Facebook that says, I'm looking for some ChatGPT podcast stuff. And I just came and I was like, hey, let's jam. I have no ulterior motive to trying to sell you. It's really not.
But remember the end of that call when I was like, Rob, I don't know, man. Like, I've already got like three coaches. I love your vibe, but like, I literally can't bring another coach on it. It's not that I don't have the money. It's just that I don't have the space. And you're like, oh no, like don't worry about it. Like, I'm not even like, I'm like, oh, what? Like, we just had a two-hour conversation about podcasting, about the businesses that we were building, and then we had like another 2-hour conversation another time. So yeah, I definitely feel that with you. And I think what possibly might be, I don't know if it's like the kind of the roadblock in my mind, I guess, is that I am not as, I love creating things. I'm always creating things. I love creating music most of all. That's my favorite thing to create. But I also find, I think, some of the deepest satisfaction in teaching things to people. That's just like, I love it. I love every second of it. But my actual energy bar for creating is probably lower than yours. And I think all that means for me is that I have a different level of content that I can put out in my, you know, in my daily life, that it might just be that I have a lower level than you do, or that some people who are listening have a lower level than you do, and they might need to find their own sort of groove. Like, maybe they can only do once a week, but maybe they can do what you're talking about, or maybe they can bring a team member on to help with some of the stuff around it. And so I wanted to highlight that, because I love what you're doing. I love what you're saying. But I also noticed as you were talking, you were like, dang, you would do podcasts and creating all day. And I thought to myself, I was like, I have an energy bar for it, and I love it, but it definitely does still, you know, it takes something from me. And so, but one thing that I don't want to brush over, because I want for anybody listening to be able to have like full kind of understanding of this, the thing that you mentioned about the data that you're finding, like the keywords and stuff at the very start, this is something that I would love if you could just take a minute to just go a tiny bit deeper on that. Like, what are you actually, you like, I don't know anything about this. What are you using to even find those, and how are you actually going about doing it?
Yeah, so this is a new tool I'm using. This is not a recommendation. This is just the new tool that I'm using. There's plenty of things from SEM Rush to Ahrefs and all this different stuff. So this one's called SE Ranking and SERanking.com. And all it is, and there's another one, Answer the Public by Neil Patel. Whatever it is, don't get stopped by the tech. Just say the data. If you're doing it on YouTube, maybe you're using vidIQ or TubeBuddy. All you're saying is, what's informing my data? And what I'm just doing is keyword research. So I would put in the phrase AI tools, and then I would search. and it might say AI tools is a 67 for difficulty, which is harder, and there's 88,000 searches. You're like, oh, that might be tough. But AI tools for business might have a 1,600 searches and a 28 difficulty. So now you go, oh, opportunity. So then for me, some of them have related keywords, questions people ask, depending on how deep or broad or narrow the thing is. Not all of them are going to have that. But now this is where we spider web this thing, where AI tools goes to AI tools for business, for creators, for podcasters, for coaches, for entrepreneurs. And I look to see, oh, which one of these things rank for? ChatGPT was the other one. You start from ChatGPT and it's like, so then you start saying ChatGPT-4. Here's a free version for everybody. And this is just go into Google or YouTube and type in whatever the keyword is and see what the autocomplete is. ChatGPT, and it'll say tools, tips, strategies, ChatGPT for business. All right. That's what people are searching for. So that simple structure right there. And side note, Justin, I really resonate with what you said about not everybody is me. Remember, I've been doing this 12 years full time, and this is my dream. I don't expect you to be Rob, but I love to learn from outliers. I don't have to be David Goggins and want to do a million pull-ups for me to be able to understand mental toughness from him. You take the things that you like from someone, you try them on for size. What you like, you keep. What you don't like, you discard. So I don't want anybody to be me. Everyone has their own journey, but where can you channel me in your one episode a week? That's it. Oh, there's another perspective. Maybe for the one episode, I'm just going to record for an extra 5 minutes and turn that into a little vignette that says, hey, Justin, here's one extra question. And like, think about this. The Bachelor or any of us who have girlfriends or wives that watch Bravo, we've got After the Rose Ceremony or Welcome to whatever Andy Cohen does, the Bravo After the blah, blah, blah. It's a show about the show. You're like, wait a second. What if there's just one additional question? So I just wanted to make sure to add that on there of, wait, you're telling me I could just ask one more question that's not included in the podcast, and that's one additional episode that I could put before or after that, which could then intentionally double the amount of downloads that I get. And there's Rob, there's Rob, there's Rob, there's Rob. And you're like, wait, I don't have to create for 12 years to learn the same lessons that Rob did.
That's a perfect example of not being rigid in how you create content or the systems that you use to create your content. Because that's a really good example. Like, I mean, we could try that. We could literally, how meta would that be if we did that for this episode? And then after people listen to this, then that little question was, I mean, we should try it. Like, that's such a good idea. And like you said, easiest way to double your downloads and double your listener time and double your listenership and your content output is to just record more episodes. Just continue recording episodes. And so the last question that I want to ask you, because I think for you, this is a perfect, you're the perfect person to answer this. Where do we draw the line between your podcast content being sort of within a small circle of things that you know your audience wants? So for instance, this podcast is about podcasting, right? So where is the line between keeping the content rigidly focused on podcasting and then on the other side of the line, kind of expanding things out? Like how do you think people can go about like adding in more broader topics and things that they're interested in their podcast? Or should they even, like, should they do what you did and go start a different show? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
So I've got a lot of experience in this because I've rebranded podcasts. I've talked about everything from sports to sports betting to leadership to daily fantasy to entrepreneurship to high performance to mindset to AI. And I've fumbled through it the hard way, but I did not stop because a little tip, most people don't remember what they don't like. And I also heard this from Tim Ferriss. On average, he only expects 20% of his audience to like or listen to one specific episode. And I know that to be true. because all of a sudden he'll have an episode about Muay Thai fighting in Thailand. I'm like, I don't care about that. Or something about fasting. I'm like, I don't care about that. And then he brings on Rick Rubin or Richard Branson. I'm like, I like that. So we get so romantic and caught up that, oh my God, every episode has to be so perfect. So when you're saying all of this, of like, where's the line? For me, what popped into my head is, why are we creating our own prison? That we have this box of, this is the way it's supposed to be. And I understand that. There's focus. My leadership podcast, we're talking about leadership. It's called Leadership DNA. We reverse engineered it. But what we are doing is we're starting to expand within leadership. So we talked about, for example, we did a leadership draft and we drafted the 6 non-negotiable qualities of a leader. You're like, what? All right. So we changed the format. So when Justin, you're saying, well, how do we do this? All right. Format's one thing you can do. Less, more, longer, short, like you have that. And then the next thing becomes, where does AI live in future leadership? The leader is the core of what we're talking about here. But so Justin, here's an example for you in podcasting. So there's, how do you leverage a podcast? But then there can be using your podcast to create more impact, using your podcast to land more coaching clients. Lessons I learned in podcasting to help me as an entrepreneur. How my failures led me to being, so you can weave in whatever. What I learned from podcasting that helps me in fantasy sports. All it is the thread there. Because remember, inspire, educate, entertain. Inspire, educate, entertain. And all right, I'm going to give you guys a podcast episode that I'm going to record in the next 2 weeks that I'm so excited about. And I would love for you to all steal this idea. You know what I'm going to create on my Built for the Game podcast? My Mount Rushmore of personal development mentors in my own life. So I talk about, among other things, self-improvement and personal development. And you sit there and you're like, okay, so I'm going to look and over my journey, who are the 4 people, Rob's people, not, no, how dare you don't put Tony Robbins on the list? No, it's Rob's version of this. These are my Mount Rushmore 4 people. And then I'll do an episode, maybe one holistically and then one for each one of them. I don't know. But look at that. I just created a little 5-episode series around my Mount Rushmore personal development. So Justin, when you say like, what's the thread through all of this? The only thing stopping you is your own creativity and the limitations you put on yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. This has got me thinking about a lot of ideas. Let's stop it there, Rob. But I actually do want to ask you one more question. This is on the longer side of my interviews too. So this is perfect. Let's do this. We're gonna stop here. And first we'll get where people can find you and all that stuff and get your group linked. But then what I actually want to do is go and have people go to the next episode after this, where I want to ask you how you are using email and your newsletter to get people to listen to your podcast. Because that's the one burning question that I feel like I passed over. I want to start using email better for my podcast. I think that it is the golden ticket to repeat listeners, and I don't know how to do it. And I'm starting to kind of understand. So I would love to ask you about that on a shorter episode right after this, but let's get where people can find you. Where do you want people to go?
Side note, Justin, what you just did is you teased the hook of the next episode.
Boom.
Wait a second. You're telling me at the end of the episode, just like an email sequence, right? Hey, make sure to check your inbox tomorrow, because tomorrow I'm going to share with you the 3 AI secrets that helped me unlock the thing that grew my newsletter. And you're like, I got to make sure to listen to that next one there. So this is the planning right there. On my end, you can hit me up on all social media platforms at Rob Cressy. And I've talked about my community, Creating Unlimited. You can go to creatingunlimited.com. Here's the simplest thing I can say. If you enjoyed this conversation and you want to grow your business and your life and you want to be a part of the right conversations, Justin's experienced this. You quite frankly experienced this and listen to this episode right here where, all right, building your brand, developing who you are as a person and how you're going to leverage AI. If those 3 things are a priority for you, come over to us. We're your tribe of, of good vibes, people creating unlimited.
And Rob, this has reminded me that I would like to join that as well. So we're gonna chat after this, and I'll say one thing that really stands out about everything that you do is that energy of positivity, and like things are light, like nothing is a big deal. I literally think about something that you say, and I know you didn't coin this, but you're the first person to introduce this to me, which is like, yes, and rather than no, but, or that won't work is yes, and, right? So that just a different way to approach when people give you ideas or when people ask you questions. It's just such a different, it's just positivity, right? So thank you for this. Let's just do that little question after, and people can listen to that too. I'm sure people will want to get more of this conversation. So thank you for your time, Rob. And I really enjoyed this.
Thank you.
Hey, just before you go, I'm really happy that you made it to the end of this episode. It means the world to me. I only want to ask for one thing in return for putting together all this content for free. And that's just leaving a review. If you can, wherever you're listening, if it's Apple or Spotify, just leaving a quick review is super, super helpful for us. It's going to help more people find the show so I can keep putting this content together for free. Thank you so much. And we will see you on the next episode of Oh My Pod.